Want to know how you can transform your content marketing from lazy, hazy mist of confusing signals into a shining beacon? Then stick around and I'll tell you, and if you do, then I have a freebie for you at the end. Hi there, and welcome back to Amplify, the Digital Marketing Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Bob Gentle, and every Monday I'm joined by amazing people who share what makes their business work, and today you get just me. If you're new to the show, then welcome along. Take a second right now to subscribe so you don't miss new episodes, and you can grab some older ones when you're finished with this one. Don't forget to join our Facebook community. Just visit amplifyme.fm/insiders and you'll be taken right there. Or again, just click on the note in the show notes. So welcome along and let's get into it. When most people start looking at their marketing, they market to everyone. Then one day they start thinking about target customers and the idea that they need some qualifying criteria. The idea of a target customer is okay for describing some rough outline of who this customer might be, but more often than not, it's described in purely economic terms. Your business needs an avatar. Now, that has nothing to do with blue aliens and everything to do with getting closer, much closer to your customers. A target customer is great for describing in loose terms who your customer is, but an avatar gets very close and very personal. If you sell business to business, then the target customer is the business and the avatar is the person in that business. Marketing works best when we're close to our customers. We crave connection as human beings and we connect on the details. We want to have relationships with people and businesses that really get us. The avatar helps you understand these connections and allows your content marketing and advertising to hit the mark much, much more and miss far, far less. Your customer avatar is also sometimes referred to as a buyer persona and is a detailed description of your dream customer. And often when I work through this exercise with clients, they think they might need two or three avatars. And while I think it's okay for you to have several target customers, I feel that for most, they can only really handle one customer avatar, unless you're a really large business. In describing your customer avatar, you need detail. You need to be able to hold a picture of this person, not the business, the person in your mind when you're creating the website copy, ad creative, social media post, and so on. It's all for this one person, so you need to get to know them very well. Here's a list of the kind of elements which you'd normally find in a well-rounded customer avatar. You would have their name, their age, their marital status, their income, their career so far, their current employment status. Are they self-employed? Are they employed? Are they in a leadership role? Their goals, their personal goals, their family goals, their personal style, their education, how they view success, their home life. Who are their heroes? Who are their villains? Who are they dependent on? And who depends on them? Where do they go for information? Which social media platforms do they actually like? Their hobbies and their interests? And what do they fear? Perhaps about the service you provide, perhaps about the consequences if it goes wrong. What do they aspire to? Again, through the services that you provide, but also more widely in their career. Where do they want their life to go? When I work through this with customers, one of the reactions I often get is that by so narrowly defining the avatar, they're potentially excluding so many people. The urge to keep growing and create two or three avatars is really strong. And while there's no rule against it, I strongly advise you not to do it. Something powerful happens when you only have one avatar. You suddenly know who your content is for. You know how to speak to them. You know what level everything should be at. And the net effect is that for this person, you become a shining beacon. Your content becomes magnetic. A lot of people struggle with content marketing, and one of the most common reasons is not knowing where to start. Start with the avatar, and the avatar will tell you what they want more of. They'll tell you what they want to know about. The avatar is the key which unlocks your idea generation. It becomes the lens through which you project all your efforts. Developing an avatar for your business gives you an incredible tool which frees you from a lot of hit and miss, and it allows you to create content with a high degree of certainty that it's going to hit the mark. If you'd like, you can download my own avatar worksheet, which you'll find in the show notes, and that'll hopefully help you get started fleshing out your own avatar. It's the same worksheet I use with clients all the time, the same prompts. So hopefully, once you've got that, I would love to see your avatar if you would like to share it with me. So feel free to email it to me at bob@amplifyme.agency, and I'd be thrilled to help you fine-tune it if you need any help. So thanks for listening. And once again, before I go, just a quick reminder to subscribe. And if you haven't already, then join our Facebook group, and you'll find a link in the show notes, or visit amplifyme.fm/insiders. I'd love to connect with you on social media, so follow me wherever you are. You'll find me at Bob Gentle. And if you do, then message me so I can follow you back. If you enjoyed the show, then I would love for you to review on iTunes. It means a lot to me, and it's the very best way to help me reach more subscribers. My name's Bob Gentle. Thanks for listening, and I will see you on Monday.